Hello everyone. Today I want to talk about the selection. So fortunately for the country, they have elected, we have, I should say, elected Joe Biden as president and Kamala Harris as vice president, which she is the first female vice president and the first female of color, African American woman, beautiful woman who has accomplished great things in the Senate and will be a great leader as well. So I'm just so proud of them. I think that America needed this win. I think that America needed this change. And, I think it's also going to be good for our country moving forward, seeing how we're getting rid of the disruptor in Donald Trump. And he is currently still too prideful to concede, so now he's trying to make every attempt he can for a recount and in the Pennsylvania area and in Arizona. So he's doing every attempt he can to disrupt that, but it's a wrap. It's all she wrote, and he pretty much lost this election fair and square because you lost by many votes in many states. Over 20,000 votes in Pennsylvania alone, and the votes are still not all counted as of now. Today is November 9th, 2020, and the votes are still being counted, and Biden still has a sizable lead. So, with that being said, I just want to congratulate the Biden team and Stacey Abrams, especially here in Georgia, because she did a great thing in registering over 800,000 new voters, and the Democratic Party did a fabulous job of doing the vote campaign that they did on people's cell phones, where you could do the mail-in vote. So he actually turned Georgia blue for the first time in years, which is an amazing feat within itself. And with that, he also had more votes than any other presidential candidate in history. So, I mean, it's just obvious, you guys, that we have a new president when we needed this change. We need someone that's going to get a handle on coronavirus, which, as of today, has been reported that he has created a task force and appointed people to this task force to get a hold of this virus and to start having people provide Americans the knowledge they need to stay safe in these times. And I encourage that as well. Keep wearing your mask, keep the 6 feet social distancing rule, and also just use common sense. And don't be in large crowds, because that was what's wrong with Trump's crowd. That's why he contracted the disease in him and all his people, because they wouldn't simply follow the rules. So thanks to Dr. Anthony Fauci and his people for giving us all the information we needed to arm ourselves in these times, because we're going to make it through these times. America is resilient. America is strong. And when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. So I'm just excited. I'm glad that we have righteous leadership. We need people who are going to lead by example. We need Democrats and Republicans to come together. And we need to bring healing to this nation. And we need to bring it in such a fashion like it's never been brought before. And when I say healing, I mean love. We all need to have love, show respect, show honor, show courtesy. Show compassion towards one another, because that's what's going to make this country great again, in real time. So, I just want to say these things because it's important, because our country needs to move forward. I'm glad that Joe Biden has definitely had a progressive thinking attitude about this country, and that he's leading by example. So, again, kudos to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I want to say this about Kamala as well. I think a lot of people are upset because, first of all, she's an African American. She's broken history by being the vice president. But We got to get over this racial thing. I mean, it's 2020. People are still being taught to hate, and white people need to stop teaching their children to hate. There's no reason to hate. None at all. There's no excuse. You need to let that go. You're not going to make it to heaven with hate in your heart, especially these Christian people who claim that they're Christians and preach Jesus, 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 but then they have hate in their heart. You're going to bust hell wide open with that. Now, I'm just telling y'all, that's what's going to happen. So we have a lot of that going on. Then we have a lot of people who just do not understand that love cures all the hate. It looks past all the faults, and that's what we need in this country. Love definitely works no ill to its neighbor, and that's what we need. We need people who are not just going to do things wrong to people just because of the color of their skin. So my biggest thing, you guys, is let's all move forward from now on. 2020 has been a challenging year for everyone, but I believe we're seeing a change in the atmosphere. We're seeing a shift of love. The love is overtaking the hate, and that's what we need to see in this country, in this world, to be honest. But it's good to see something positive for a change happening. This is November of 2020, and good things, I believe, that also the best is yet to come for this country. And me personally, I never campaigned so much in my life for Joe Biden, but I had to because we had to get Donald Trump out. He was ridiculous. He's just full of hate, full of lies. I can't stand liars. No one can stand liars. Only person that can stand liars is a liar. So, you know, that's food for thought. But I just want you guys to know we are turning the curve. We're making a difference. We're really going to make America great by working together instead of working against one another. Because that's how we became a great nation in the first place, by working together. So, and that's how we will continue to grow. And that's how we will continue to become an awesome and the best nation in the world. So, I want you guys to know this. Thank you for listening today. I want you all to have a great day. I want you to all remember that the best is yet to come for this country, and be a part of the solution and not the problem.